This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Lots happening on Wall Street this morning, starting with J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. Both are out with earnings reports. Goldman's report shows it making a lot more money than forecasters expected. Elsewhere, J.P. Morgan beat expectations by a little bit. Plus, we've got the latest numbers on inflation and the housing market. Joining us live to take a look at what this all means is Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So at the top of the hour, we'll get fresh data on housing. The National Association of Home Builders will be out with its housing market index. Happy home builders can mean construction jobs and a ripple effect as money is spent on new appliances and furniture. So where is the housing market right now, and what does that mean for the broader economy?
The housing market is in the early stages of a recovery. We saw housing starts fall by about 75% after the Great Recession. We've seen a modest recovery since then, but there's still room to grow. We haven't seen much of a gain in construction employment, but as the housing market continues to recover, I do expect construction employment to pick back up, adding to job growth this year.
Now, another issue to look at, those of us who pay close attention to our checks, we're starting to notice that we're actually taking home less this year. Part of the fiscal cliff deal was an increase in what comes out of our checks for Social Security. So what's the impact of that going to be, Gus?
Well, the Social Security payroll tax was raised by 2 percentage points on roughly the first $110,000 of labor income. So that means that if you make $50,000 a year, you're going to see your payroll taxes increase by about $1,000. And that's going to be a hit to consumer spending. People are seeing less in their paychecks this year compared to last year. They're likely to cut back on their spending somewhat, and so that is going to be a drag on economic growth in the first part of 2013 as people adjust.
Now, there are other new numbers out this morning. They show inflation is flat. That, of course, is a number the Fed worries about when interest rates are low. There's lots of money around, and if that goes too far, you can have inflation. So just talk about the connection between inflation, today's numbers, and Fed policy, what we'll see going forward.
Well, inflation remains very tame. There was a big drop in energy prices in December. Prices excluding volatile food and energy prices were up about 0.1%. But inflation is under control, and that means that the Fed can keep interest rates very low. They've said that they're going to keep their target Fed funds rate basically at zero until either the unemployment rate moves below 6.5% or inflation 1 to 2 years out looks like it's going to be above 2.5%. We're not anywhere near that point now, so the Fed will be able to keep rates low in the near term to support the recovery.
Okay, Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Thanks as always for your insight.
Thank you.